welcome into Jags of the Roundtable for the Jaguars meet the San Diego Chargers. Let's get right to it, guys. Can Blake Bortles actually raise the performance level of this offense by himself?
Well, that's what I keep hearing, that he will do.
That's the rumor, right?
Yeah, that's what everybody expected. Right. That's why the Twitter has been so on fire the last couple of weeks, John, because people actually expect him to do that. Do you?
Well, and I think there will be moments where he does, but I also think there's going to be moments like the second half the other day where there were two interceptions and a fumble out of the end zone that didn't count, but it was still there. As much as he's going to bring in terms of throwing downfield, helping the offensive line, if he has moments like that, which are possible for a rookie, that doesn't help anybody. Right. So it's going to be an up and down.
You know, I keep hearing the Ben Roethlisberger comparison, and we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. It's not a fair comparison any more than the Russell Wilson is, because those Steelers were built for Ben to just step in, and they went 13-0. And I mean, I don't know if people are expecting the win total, but I think people are expecting to see that Blake Bortles out there slinging the ball all over. Will he make them better? I think at times he will. I know it'll be more fun to watch, but will he lift everyone around him? I don't know that that's fair to ask.
It'll give you a blueprint for how he might be able to lift people around him as time goes on.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, this position may be settled, let's say, but what's the next pressing need on the offense right now?
3.5 yards per carry.
I think the offensive line has to take some of what they did on Sunday and start building on it. They like a lot of the elements on the offensive line, think it can build. It needs to start doing that. It's not going to be great immediately. But if that starts getting better, then things can start getting better around it.
I don't know whether it's running on first down. I don't know what it is. But they've got to stay ahead of the chains. With a rookie quarterback, you can't just keep putting him in third down and nine where the league average is 11.5%. You can't.
Because that's when you'll have the up and down we're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. They're converting it, you know, 24.7% of the time. They can't do it. They've got to be more successful running the football, either on first or second down, to keep the defense off balance. It's got to be that front five.
The threat of the read option could help that run, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. A lot of new faces this offseason. Free agency was big for this team, certainly on the defensive line. Toby Gerhart in the backfield. But how many of these free agents have stepped up? We haven't seen a lot of free agents make huge plays yet.
Go ahead.
Well, to have one that you could come back and say, wow, look at that free agent last week, hasn't happened. I'm not overly surprised. I'm not a big free agent, immediate impact guy anyway. In the first game, you saw the defensive line do that a little bit. But, you know, everything's been so rough that it's hard to really have any of the free agents stand out. I'm not surprised, but it's still an issue.
Well, the guys up front in particular. You know, Ziggy Hood's a role player. I think Red Bryant has played better the last couple of weeks. They just haven't gotten that punch. And I guess we're all looking at Chris Clemens. And I think we have to remember that, you know, Chris Clemens is a 32-year-old player. And he's coming from Seattle, where he's been sensational, but he also had Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman to give him that extra second behind. So if the secondary and the changes they've made there can get better, I think we'll see more production from Chris over on that right side.
Hard for pass rushers to have a huge impact when you're down by 14.
Yeah,
no doubt about
that. That's one issue there.
A couple of changes on defense this week. Josh Evans at free safety, JT Thomas at auto linebacker for this team, but do those changes on defense matter against Rivers and Gates and that whole Chargers offense?
Not against that duo, right?
Right.
I mean, Phillip Rivers to Antonio Gates is an unspoken, it's a symphony. I mean, those guys are just on track all the time. They're going to get their yards and they're probably going to get their points. But it might have an impact when it comes to Keenan Allen and Eddie Royal. I mean, 2 millimeters, right? Tony Robbins, one of my favorite speakers, talks all the time about what 2 millimeters can do. Maybe these adjustments are enough to help there.
Did you get symphony from Tony Roberts? I like that. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well,
I've been trying to work symphony into this all season.
You need a card with words.
I don't know that the changes make an immediate impact. I mean, these two guys, if they were going to be impact guys, they'd already been in the lineup. I think the changes they want are all these guys on the same page and not having the one guy make the mistake that's happened all year.
Well, these are accountability, all right? And that's what Gus has been saying since the first week. We've got to have accountability. These are accountability. Winston guy knows. I don't perform. I'm going to the bench. Dwayne Gratz is the next one. He has not played well the last 2 weeks. And if Dwayne Gratz doesn't get better this week, then Dwayne Gratz is going to be sitting. So I think they may have their effect in getting some of these other guys to play at a higher level.
You said getting better. But what does getting better mean this week for this team? And when do we get to a point where winning is the form of improvement?
Not this year.
Right now, the reality is you got to get closer. You got to have some games. We talked about it all offseason. I didn't think this was going to be a playoff team this year.
Right.
I wondered if it was going to be a team that got 5 or 6 wins. But you thought if it got 5 or 6 wins and was more competitive, that would be improvement. That's what you have to see. You have to see more games like Philly where you felt like they were in it midway through. That's still the gauge, especially against a playoff team like San Diego.
You know, no one who's watching this wants to hear this because to them, winning is getting better. And that's what they want to see, and that's what they pay their ticket admission for. It's why they watch. But the reality of it is that this roster is still a long way from being ready to go out and line up week to week and to win. But they're getting closer to it, as you said. And I think when you see the ability to run the ball for more than 3.5 yards or to convert it 34, 35 points, for me, the Jaguars winning this or to be improving this week is for them to be close in time of possession.
Well, you said they're getting closer. They're not yet. That has to start happening.
Yeah, you're right.
Jaguars, Chargers coming up tomorrow, 4:05 Eastern kick. We'll see you next week before the Pittsburgh Steelers come to Everbank Field.